The Arts Channel supports the exploration of artistic expression and culture for all. To explore for yourself, visit uctv.tv/arts.
You say I'm bent on suffering, did learn that in school. And I'm a glutton for punishment, did they teach that to you? Say there were no bad schools, I made up my own rules. There were angels watching over me. I drank beer in the morning to start my day. My sister comes around, says that's not okay. I tell her no worries, yeah. Got nothing to fear. There are angels watching over me. I say their heart breaks to tear us apart, but we try. Have a good life, do the best that we can, 'cause there's angels watching over me. My friend Andy's in the fight for her life. She says that's okay, 'cause God made it right. She says I've got nothing but time. Tell me what's on your mind. There are angels watching over me. I say, we're such good friends, how could I go wrong? And there's no crying, this life stuff would rip us apart. But there's angels watching over me. Time goes on and on, and so do I. I push a little harder so I can retire. Sometimes I've changed jobs, stay ahead of the line, 'cause there's angels watching over me. Sometimes get bogged down, cutting kids around. And sometimes, to make ends meet, nothing goes right, but there's angels watching over me. There are angels watching over you.
Thank you very much. I was in New York City. Well, that's a long story. I was standing where the Twin Towers used to be, and I got a call from back home. It was Ben and Sue. Ben and Sue were getting married in San Diego. And I thought, when am I gonna get them? I thought about it and I thought about it and went, wait a minute, I know. I'm gonna write him a song. Yeah. Well, I tried and I tried and nothing came out. So finally I said, angels, help me, give me a song. So on Friday, this little song popped out. On Saturday, I practiced it with Brown Sugar. And on Sunday, we sang it at the wedding reception. Oh, it's called Stars. City lights are shining like beacons in the skyline. I see only stars. You come to me and something runs through me. Stars melt into you. Then I fall under your spell and my dreams all come true. Then I fall. I know I'm walking, can't feel my feet. Voices around me I can't hear. You come closer and I'm head and shoulders taller than I've ever been. Then I fall under your spell and my dreams all come true. Then I and then you say, don't let your heart get carried away. So then I say, don't let your heart get carried away. So then I try. Then I fall under your spell and my dreams do come true. Then I fall. We came to California in one of those things. And so I've been obsessed with them ever since. I drove mine all through high school, even though we had it since we were little kids. My dad was a CB in the Navy in Philly, and then we went to Canada and lived on Newfoundland Island. And we took the bus, we drove it. Dad made. He was a carpenter, so he made benches and stuff in there. So he had 4 kids when he left, and he had 6 kids later. You know, it was expandable. So I don't know why I was telling you about that. I'll stop.
We want to get to know you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we just met. Well, no, really. We met backstage at the McCabe's guitar shop, watching a Steve Polk show. I don't know if you've ever seen Steve Polk, but it's an experience. And he's very, very good friend. And Kenny sat in and did a couple tunes with him, and they wrote this funny song I can't repeat. And then Kenny turned to me and said, "Hey, I want to play with you." And I said, "Okay, I got a gig coming up at the Guggenheim." Now they're in the band. Or I'm in their band, something. Yeah, Brown Sugar and me are in the band somehow. But so we worked out these little ditties for you. I just write all kinds of songs. I know they don't come from me. I know they come through me. And this is one that half of it was given to me because of Liz Abbott, who's sitting in here tonight. Liz Abbott is actually the genius that started this song, because she introduced me to Annie Drew. You see, Liz is the editor-in-chief of the San Diego Troubadour folk magazine, which encompasses jazz and a few other things. And she has this beautiful Christmas party every year, and we all get together and we all play songs and eat food and all that. And I sat next to Liz, and Liz said, "Lisa, you got to meet Annie Drew." And I said, "Annie Drew? You never believe what happened." Right after that, Annie Drew sat down right next to me. And she said, "Hi, my name is Annie Drew." And I went, "Annie Drew, I believe you." And we became fast good friends right there on that sofa in Liz's little bungalow. It's a beautiful bungalow. And she turned to me and she says, Annie Drew said, "Lisa, we got to write a song, so I'll come over." And so we set a date. She came over. And we live in the chateau above the garage. That's what we call it. I'm a carpenter, too, so I have my garage downstairs. And never mind. You don't need to know all that. But anyway, long story short is Annie Drew came over. She sat down. We got coffee. And we got nothing done. But she left me with some lyrics that she had written with her partner, writer, friend, Amy Mayer, and they're both housewives, so the songs are really funny. Anyway, we got nothing done, and she left, and I took those lyrics, and while she was driving home, I came up with the whole melody for the whole song. And so by the time she got home, I called her up and said, "Okay, I got it." And we've been playing it ever since. So thanks, Liz Abbott. We love you. Oh, it's called My Mind. I never seen you dance before. No smoke air club, no ballroom floor, but in my mind I see the way the music makes your body sway. I never waltzed you close to me. No country band, no symphony, but in my mind we glide and float, suspended by each lovely note. When my mind takes a holiday, reason or rhyme won't have a word to say. your place, I'll have you anyway. I never kissed your honey lips, caressed you with my fingertips, but in my mind I played your skin as if it were a violin. We never shared a lover's bed, one pillow underneath our heads, but in my mind we're wide awake and cheek to cheek until daybreak. When my mind takes a holiday, reason or rhyme won't have a word to say in my mind. The only place I'll have you anyway. My favorite place to play in my mind. I'm with you every day in my home, oh, my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever, I'm just playing songs tonight, you know. Stuff, if you haven't heard, I made it up. I threw this song out. Now I want to put it back in. I think we'll be okay.
We'll be all right.
This song means so much to me, and it turned out it means a lot to everyone else, and I didn't write it. It took some really brilliant men to put it together, and it almost didn't come out because the president of the record label didn't like it. So everybody else was persistent at the label, and he decided to record it, but he didn't know who was going to record it, so he asked Tony Bennett, and Tony Bennett said no. And then he asked Satchmo, and he said yes. And then still the record label president didn't like it, so he released it only in Europe. So it went over there, and it became a hit, came back to America and didn't do anything because he didn't put it out. Years later, Robin Williams decided to put it in his movie. I think it was Good Morning Vietnam or something. It was at the end. And then Kimo Slim covered it. And then the rest is history. But I've been singing it a lot because I feel like right now we need it. We're all connected, whether we have pain when other people hurt, even though we've never met them. We try real hard to do the best we can each day. And this song really, to me, says it all. And if you know it, please help us sing it, okay? I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, I see skies of blue, and clouds of white, the bright bright blessed days, the bright blessed days, and the dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah, I know you know this part, colors of the rainbow.
Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky,
are also on the faces,
also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, yeah, singing, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Do the colors of the rainbow. Okay, here we go.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, yeah.
I love them already. They're family. I made them cookies. I baked them cookies.
They were good. A lot of them.
I'm going to do this song for a friend, and it's her birthday. And I'm just going to say that because she'll kill me if I say her name. And it's her favorite one that I do. I hope it's okay. I'm playing mellow songs tonight. What the heck? I got a band up here? Dang. They got me. They got me. They got me. Okay, this is called Astronaut.
You're welcome.
You are an astronaut. Came in on a moonbeam. That brought you right to me. I am an architect in need of a sailor to bring me across this sea. So when I step outside to see the shining lights, and I take my time to breathe and open up my eyes, whatever I can see. Mm-hmm. This is my future, to finally write that line. Out here in this moment of time, to know my fortune is not an accident, but the brilliance of your mind. So when I step outside to see the shining lights, and I take my time to breathe and open up my eyes, whatever I can see. And when you touch me, I come alive. No other should be, only you and me, to sail across this sea. When I step outside to see the shining lights, and I take my time to breathe and open up my eyes, whatever I can see. I think this is a part that everyone says, how's everybody doing out there? And we make small talk and, you know, maybe tune, you know. The boys tune, I just play.
Every time I hear you sing, every time I'm in your presence, I just get so emotional. That the angel song, I barely got through that. Does everyone see what I mean about her song? I mean, she's very humble and very funny, but it doesn't really disguise her power and depth and artistry in any way. So you're not fooling any of us. I wanted to talk more so that you would get to know her better. And I feel like I know her a little bit better because I've heard some songs I haven't heard before. And now I know that she lived in Newfoundland, which I never knew before. I can vouch, she says she's a carpenter, yeah. And I've seen some of her woodworking, and it's really, really beautiful. That's a very strange double, right? Songwriting. Yeah. So I can't do anything other than music, I don't think. You know. Anyway, so, I mean, I had some questions that I hope will reveal something about Lisa and her special gifts to the rest of you and me. So one thing I wanted to know was, what music did you listen to as a child?
Oh, okay. Because there's so much. My mom got a hi-fi. You remember those hi-fi?
A console.
Yeah. And she brought it home, and she had a bunch of Motown records. And I was in Philly. My mom was a single mom at the time. And so music was our thing, and I had a big brother, and his name was Ty. And, don't do it. And Ty and me used to put those records on and play them over and over again. But what we really, really liked is the Flintstones.
Right, well.
Seriously.
You were listening to Motown.
Yeah.
I'm from Detroit.
Yeah.
But I remember listening to Josh White Jr. doing folk music.
Oh, my God.
You know, when I was young.
I didn't get Josh White, but we did get We got Johnny Cash and Roger Miller and Mahalia Jackson and the Platters and the Flintstones. They had great songs, you know, and Margrop, Twist, you know. Kind of made me want to be a songwriter.
Yeah, that was, you're anticipating my next question, because I wanted to know if there's a connection, a direct connection between what you listen to and your choice of career.
Oh.
Did that music guide you into songwriting somehow?
Yeah, you know what the trip was? I never wanted to be sing in front of people or anything. I just thought I would just write the songs for Celine Dion, you know. That's really, I just wanted to be a pop songwriter really bad. But every time I tried, I'd take it to L.A. to pitch him, and they go, no, you have to sing them. So then I'd go home with my tail, you know, going, oh, I didn't get the gig. And then I wound up, by accident, being pushed into it by a nuclear physicist named Doug Millwood at Java Joe's. I know that's crazy, but honestly, that's how it happened. I started showing the songs off that I wanted to play, and I only had like three songs I could play myself. And this was 1993, I think. I was a single mom, and I'd go down to Java Joe's on my weekend off and to the coffee house and try songs, and then Doug Millwood, you know, encouraged me to go open for him at a gig, and he said, now you get your own gig. And that's how it happened. People started calling, people started lining up. I got a record deal, I got a publishing deal, and the rest is history. Now I'm standing in front of people singing. I did not plan that.
So writing was with you at the very beginning when you first started playing guitar, you wrote.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Because my brother Ty was like this amazing guitar player. He was an incredible guitar player. He could play anything from straight ahead jazz to turn around and play a pop or reggae. He was just really great. And but he wasn't good at singing. He didn't really like it. And I thought, oh, great. I'll be the chick singer and I'll write the songs in the band. And so that's how I wound up writing, but my first song was for my parents after she got married. We moved to Canada. My mom got married to Roy. My mom married two Roys. And the second Roy I'm serious. It really happened. My mom married two Roys, so the second Roy, we'd have shows for our parents. And I had a Veronica, I had a fake keyboard thing, and Veronica from the Archies, a tambourine. Mm-hmm. I wrote my first song to Green Sleeves. And that's, I'm serious. I mean, it's true.
Well, Lisa, all that's amazing. I appreciate your songwriting the most, but that's kind of until I hear your voice and I hear you play the guitar, because I don't know, they all kind of stand on equal. Your voice is very. The honesty and the beauty and all the things that you convey, the sincerity, are incredible. I wanted to, this sounds so clinical, but I want to reveal a little bit about the songwriter's process. I write songs too.
Yeah.
Not that good though.
Oh, please.
But
please.
What I want to know is, what comes to you first? The title, the lyrics, the music, or? How does that work?
It depends. Sometimes when I sit down, it will be the lyric and the music comes together. And sometimes it's separate. And it depends on what, if I'm on a project, like all last year I wrote for an NBC Peacock show called Babble Bop for Kids. And I love that show. And they asked me to be a songwriter on there. And all they do is tell you what the theme is. And you have to come up with the song like last week. So you sit down and you have to just write the whole song. And then it goes, you know, back to Toronto. And then it goes to New York. And then it goes back to Toronto. And then They make it, and then they turn it into a cartoon, and boom, there you go. So it just depends on what is required.
Well, that song, Angels, that almost had me bawling over here. Oh. What came first there?
Oh, my gosh, I was pissed off. Yeah, I was just, like, being pummeled by a rock star's manager. He couldn't figure out why I was holding back or anything. He didn't understand me. And so I had my hands full, and my life was full, and he didn't get it. And so I wrote Angels for him to kind of explain what I was going through, and he hated it. he absolutely hated the song.
Yeah.
And but then it turned out to be my fans really like it, and you know, Patrick Carney plays it every morning to paint to.
Has it been used in a movie? Is that true?
Yeah, it's in a documentary for homeless people called We Are All Homeless by William Baronet. He's a professor out of Dallas, and that was an angel story. I can't even tell you how that happened. It would take too long. I have a lot of those. We wind up in situations that we didn't want to do, and it turns out it was like, something really miraculous happened. And
right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, for selfish reasons, I don't want to take much more time from your performance, but I do have one last question.
Sure.
Your excellence as a musician and composer has propelled you to be in the orbit of such luminaries as Bonnie Raitt and B.B. King, among others. Would you share a story or insight about one of those artists with us?
Just both how gracious they are. And B.B. King made me cry like a baby, like really hard, not in front of him. But he would spend time with you after every show. He would sit with you, and he would tell you things, things that you needed to know about music, about life, about himself. He didn't think he was good. He couldn't figure out why everyone thought he was one of the greatest guitar players of all time. He honestly didn't get it. And he shared that with us, that vulnerability, that like, and Bonnie was the same. She came down off the stage and hugged me and kissed me and said, I'm glad you're here. If anybody picks on you, you'd let me know. And that was it. I mean, they just really kind of teach you about how to be a kind human.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing some.
I'm sorry. That brings me to this song then. I'm going to do the next song down, Cry Me a River. Yeah, this song got me on a tour with Lucinda Williams, and we're still friends after 20 years. And, she's a genius. I learned that prompted me to think, what did you learn, you know, from greats, from the greats that come before you. Her very favorite song of mine, and it's very simple, but we'll see. Something on your mind, why don't you ask it? Is there something I need to know? Go on and say it. Something I need to know. Something I need to hear. Go on and speak it. What matters most to me is to know you love me. Is that something I need to know? Thank you so much. I finished a new record with Allison Russell and JT Nero, her husband. He co-wrote and produced my next record that's coming out. And talking about a process, I'll make it quick. What happened was I wrote this other song called Unicorn, and Unicorn wounded me up on the Women's March because of the Democratic website put me on the website and it blew up. Like 300 people started, 300,000, I don't know. It was ridiculous. And so they asked me to play on the Women's March, so I did. And then after, I thought, well, the song's a hit. I better find a producer. So I called my friend and he said no. And then I called JT. He's from the Birds of Chicago, I don't know. And Allison is in Our Native Daughters with Rhiannon Giddens, and now she's up for 8 grand. Never mind, I'll be going. You get the drift. This is before they blew up. So I called JT and I said, JT, I got a song I need to produce. And he said, Lisa, you can't win awards with one song. You have to do a whole record. And I went, I don't have any more songs. I only have one song. And JT's like, well, do you have bits and pieces? And I said, yeah, on my cell phone, I run around and I start singing it or something. And so I have bits and pieces. He goes, send them to me and I'll send you mine. And I said, okay. And so we did this. He's in Nashville and I'm here in San Diego. And we did that for a year. And I still didn't think we had. I never heard any of the songs finished. So he picks us up at the airport. We were on tour, me and Brown Sugar, for like 2 months. And our last gig was in Nassau Bay. And then right oh, wow, right by NASA. It was cool. It was really great. Never mind. Okay. So, focus, Lisa, focus. That's what my Texas friends say to me. So we fly into Nashville. JT picks us up. We go to Rihanna Giddens' house, and we hash out three of the songs with the bits and pieces. And then in the morning, we ran to the studio, and the boys were waiting. And they're all heavy hitters. They're all like, all in all my favorite bands. And there's just four or five of us, you know. And this is how we did it. JT got up, and he'd play it. And I had written, scribbled the lyrics all down on a pad of paper. And I'd go in the booth, and the boys would be out in their prospective places. And JT would show it to them. And then Jamie Dick was on drums, and he would start the beat. And then next thing you know, the bass player would go, "I got one, Christopher." And he would just start playing. And then the guitar player was Sadler Vaden. He's in Jason Isbell's band. And Sadler would just pick a guitar off the wall or pick one up. And that's how, and I would go in and sing these songs that we just finished. And we did three in that day. And then at the end of that, we had dinner. And JT turned to me. He goes, "Now we got three more to do by tomorrow." So me and JT would sit in the lounge. We never left because, fortunately, the studio was also a B&B. I can't make it up. It really was all encompassed everything you might need. And we did not leave. So I'd stay up and kind of figure things out. And then JT would come back in the morning, and we'd sit there and hash it out a little bit more, and then we'd bang out three more songs like that with the band. And then the second night, he says to me, "Lisa, we need one more song. We already got Unicorn. We need one more." So I stayed up and wrote a whole song that night. And we recorded it the next day in Unicorn, and the whole album was done. That's how we did it. That's Nashville. Well, so I had this song burning in me, and it occurred to me that I never wrote a divorce song. If you're gonna sing Americana, you gotta have a divorce song. So I wrote this. This isn't your typical divorce song. I just want you to know that right now. It's called Easy Street. No one wants to hear about my trials and woes. How come a revelation about this person I become? Always a word. Going around being the burden, doing the hurting. People have told me I was the last one to know. Somehow, some way, I got mixed up in which way to go. I was trying to be what I thought I should be, just act normal. Wasn't normal. So I gotta tell you. I was losing myself down on Easy Street. Sorry, walking around, playing in self-denial. I was flirting, sorry. Loving somebody isn't always in black and white. Walking a straight line is an impossible life. Don't fool around, running underground, being discovered, pulling off the covers. Coming out in the light of day when all I want to do is pull down the shades and be straight for you. To not be a fake, living day to day wasn't working. Nothing was working. So I gotta tell you, I was losing myself down on Easy Street, walking around, playing in self-denial, just flirting. Sometimes I think it's better if I just free myself, freeing others even though they don't know why I go. Breaking hearts, blowing apart folks who didn't mistreat me, wasn't a secret. No one said it was gonna be easy, you know. Talking about things people don't wanna know. Coming out all over town can be painful to others. So I gotta tell you, I was losing myself down on Easy Street, walking around, playing in self-denial. I was flirting. So I gotta tell you, I was losing myself down on Easy Street, walking around, playing in self-denial. Isn't easy, wasn't easy.
You didn't expect this at a show, did you?
There's water rushing over my head. Rushing so fast and hard makes me scared. Now I was tripping over sand in my shoes. Nothing to do but hold my head up high. There's a halo around you. Nothing but light coming through. Now I put my hands on your face to remind me of this special place. Ain't nothing like cold water makes me glad I'm alive. Nothing like your presence to remind me again I'm helpless again. There's nothing like the stories you tell. They lift us up and they carry me away. And all those things that you do, the way you talk to me and you love so hard and you love so hard. Ain't nothing like cold water makes me glad I'm alive. Ain't nothing like your presence to remind me again I'm helpless again.
Thank you.
I was in Nashville being chased around by a Texan in a 10-gallon hat. And he was trying to woo me. He was buying me drinks, carrying my guitar. And I thought, wait a minute, something's wrong. I asked him, I said, wait a minute, are you the po-po? He said, no, Lisa, I'm not the police. I said, good, let's have another drink. Well, the night was going on and we were having so much fun and I said, wait a minute, are you the IRS? He said, no, Lisa, I'm not the IRS. I said, good, let's have another drink. Well, the night was going so good and I, wait a minute, wait. Are you married? He said, yes, Lisa, I'm married. I went, ugh, me too. And I wrote this song for him. It's Tell Me About Your Ways, Daddy. Tell me about your ways, Daddy. Are you dangerous? Tell me about those hats you're wearing. Do they change when you're with us? Where you go, I'm not able to follow. When you go to that place, in your eyes, there's a dark shade of blue. Tell me why we're drinking, Daddy. Does it make you feel alive? Why do you cry, Daddy? When you think no one's around, you are here. Then you're gone tomorrow. When you come home, there's a 12 o'clock shadow. For you, nothing better than being alone. So we'll have a drink or two. There's nothing wrong with surviving, but who takes care of you? Daddy, am I tough enough? What is love, Daddy? I have bad nights of my own. What's this thing that keeps us hollow? We're late for life, so I bother. The sorrow is mellow as whole. So we'll have a drink or two. There's nothing wrong with surviving, but who takes care of you? Thank you.
Tommy Drinkard. This song. Took a year to pop out. Kept trying new melodies, and then none of them I liked in any way. This one stuck. This is Shiver.
I've been a foreigner in dangerous places. I've been the one who's all alone. I've been a champion for social injustice. Carried the banner for unpopular causes. And did it all without a care in the world. I've played the martyr, marked by scarlet letter. I've been the one tied to the tree. I've rushed into the burning buildings, saved the babies from fiery blazes, and never worried if I get touched by the flame. But you make me shiver. And I can't stop shaking for the strength of your love. I've climbed mountains, no harness to catch me. I've been the one out on the ledge. I've jumped from planes, no parachute to open. Hit the ground, no bruises on me. And went back up to the sky, do it all again. But you make me shiver. And I can't stop shaking for the strength of your love. There's no one scares me like you do when you say those words that you love me too. Suddenly you're the only one I care about. There's no fear like when I'm with you. Makes me surrender all that I do. Makes me give all my love to you. 'Cause you make me shiver. And for the strength of your love. There's a real special guy here tonight, and he's Jay Sheehan over here. Kind of, he put together this show for you. And I want to thank him. When he's not here, he's producing giant concerts. I mean, seriously, giant concerts. He did 7 years with the Super Bowl as their logistics and head of that stuff, the big stuff. And he's put me on some incredible spots. And I love him with all my heart. We've been friends for years. But he's got this song for you that he wants to play. And this is the first time Jay has ever played in public. And I'm not kidding. I mean, this is an incredible space. And my whole career, I've always tried to encourage people. And I know you're just nothing but love. This song, he's gonna tell you a little bit about it. It was important to him enough to call me and ask me, could he please play? So it was important.
Thank you very much. I've never been in front of an audience before, nor have I written a lot of songs. A friend of mine, dear friend, her 9-year-old daughter came up to her one day and said, "Mom, would you love me no matter what?" And she said, "Of course." And then she said, "Would you love me if I was a boy?" And she said, "Of course, unconditionally." And she told me that story, and words came into my head that I can't explain. It's something greater than me. And this is what came out, so give it a try. I think so. We'll give it a shot. If the sky starts falling, you can't pick up the phone, just know that I'm here for you. You'll never be alone. When your sky keeps falling, you don't know what to do, just reach your hand out to mine, and I will help you through. I'll help you through the good times, through the bad. When you're happy, when you're sad, I'll believe in you. No matter what you do to yourself, you must be true. Then we'll pick up all those pieces of your broken sky, put it back together, then you'll realize there's no more fearing the unknown, no more standing all alone, 'cause I'll stand there next to you, no matter what you do. Through the good times, through the bad, when you're happy, when you're sad, I'll believe in you. No matter what you do to yourself, you must be true. Always you and I, together we can be. No more broken sky, your sun will shine, you'll see. And when the night gets dark, just look up to the stars and know that I'll still love you, no matter who you are. Then we'll pick up all those pieces of that broken sky, we'll put it back together, then Phoenix, you shall fly. Go fly, Phoenix.
Jay Sheehan. It's the first time. Thank you. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you. Thank you. Carrie's 13-year-old son is named Phoenix. So that's he named himself. So there you go. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. Great. It needed to be anything. Oh, JJ. Wait. He's got. Wait, Jay. Wait.
See, rookie. Yeah.
Another hand for Jay Sheehan. Well, it's a part of the show where we tell you we love you.
We love you.
And thanks for everyone for coming out tonight. And I'm bombarded you with emails and appearances and all that stuff. And you're here. Yeah. But isn't this beautiful, most beautiful space? Thank you with all my heart for gifting this place. I don't know. I think you're here somewhere, but thank you. Don't get me started again. It's an incredible gift. And it's a credible gift to stand in front of you, especially when I never thought I ever would. But here we are. And these fine young men drove from Los Angeles on a wing and a prayer and braved the set with me for the first time. And this is Brown Sugar, my partner for life. And I don't know what I'd do without her. And this is the Water Tower Band. They have an incredible bluegrass band, and I borrowed them for a folk night. But thank you, everyone. This song is called "That's How I Feel About You," baby sis. And she's our housemate at the chateau. And thank you so much with all my heart. Here we go.
I woke up in the middle of the night, looked over at you, and you make me smile. I love you and you love me. That's the way it's supposed to be. Comet streaking across the sky, strawberry cream and apple pie. Ocean water splashing over my feet, the moon hanging high. That's how I feel about you. Enjoy the company of you. Little things make me care about you. Even when we're sad or blue, there's a silver lining. Surrendering to the summer's day, laughing all our cares away. Sipping wine in the sweet sunshine, I love to see you dance. That's how I feel about you. Time goes on and years roll by, and still my heart belongs to you. Comet streaking across the sky, strawberry cream and apple pie. Ocean water splashing over my feet, the moon hanging high. Surrendering to the summer's day, laughing all our cares away. Sipping wine in the sweet sunshine, I love to see you dance. That's how I feel about you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm Lisa Sanders. This is Brown Sugar. Tommy Drinker. Kenny Feinstein. Thank you so much.